From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Dozens dead after Afghanistan attack. Afghan officials say more than 40 people have been killed and 84 others wounded in a suicide attack on a building in Kabul that houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. Mariamu Diallo has a story.
A spokesman for Afghan Ministry of Public Health told reporters 4 women and 2 children were among those killed in the blast. Responding to criticism over a lack of security around the building, Afghan officials said the cultural center did not inform police prior to holding Thursday's event. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack a crime against humanity. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Reporter Ayaz Ghul spoke to VOA from Pakistan. Ghul said neighboring countries such as Pakistan and Iran worry about the growing strength of the Islamic State.
The Islamic State fighters are targeting mostly civilians in Afghanistan, and that is obviously creating big problems, big challenges for Afghan security forces who are already struggling to contain advances of the Taliban insurgency.
The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas but said it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on Twitter Thursday that there will never be a friendly solution to the North Korea problem if China continues to allow oil into North Korea. This is VOA News. Hundreds